bringing you the latest research, tools, and common sense tips you need to get and stay healthy. It's Talk Healthy Today. Here's Lisa Davis.
So glad you're listening to Talk Healthy Today. You know, a lot of people do yoga, and there is a lot to yoga. I mean, obviously, there's the postures, there's the mindfulness, but there's also a way of really connecting to yourself and getting deeper into yourself. And as a matter of fact, you can even get into some pretty cool transcendental practices. Well, today we're going to be talking about with the wonderful Gary Dery, and he's going to be telling us all about this. Again, his full name is Gary Dery, excuse me, Das. Am I saying that correctly? And I'm going to call you Gary.
That's right, Lisa. And I'm really excited to be here on your show.
It's great to have you. I should tell people that he said I could call him Gary ahead of time. I didn't want to just be like, hey, I'm just going to call you Gary. All right. So let's talk about this, because I think when people think of yoga, they tend to think more about the posture side in terms of a fitness thing, right? It seems like it's really taken off in that direction. But I do know also people who are really into it for the mindfulness, for the meditative aspects. Talk to us about how you got into yoga and what it means to you.
Yeah, yoga, that's part of my message of my book, The 3P Path, is that I'm trying to show people that yoga is actually a lot more than just what they call the asanas, the postures, which have become quite popular. I got into yoga on the other end of yoga, as it were. I got into yoga through the totally spiritual side of it. And so I'm coming forward to like the people who are thinking of just the asanas and the postures. So I'm trying to bridge this gap and show people that yoga can do so much more for you. And actually, you mentioned mindfulness. And it's interesting because people love yoga and yoga is growing so much, but few people actually get it that the reason they're loving yoga so much is because they're practicing mindfulness. All these people don't even know what mindfulness is sometimes. But when you're forced to like stay in that posture and the teacher's asking you to bend in ways you thought wouldn't even be possible, what's happening is that your mind is totally focused in the here and now. And you just, for those moments where, you know, it's just like an hour, 2 hours a week, whatever, and during that whole time, there's no way you can be thinking about, like, what you're going to watch on TV tonight or that bad conversation you had with your boyfriend the other day. You can't be worried about work because you're just so focused into just being balanced and being there in the posture. So that's like a really intense mindfulness practice. And that's what makes people feel so amazing. Of course, it's nice, the posture and everything, but it's just being present, being fully mindful, which makes people feel so great after yoga class.
You said so much, and one of the things you said is some people don't even know what mindfulness is, and then you talked about that being so in the moment, which I love because I'm really into Pilates, although I want to get back into yoga. I used to do yoga a lot. And then I got on the Pilates train, and it's true. There's these little movements and these things you're doing, and I get so into it and the breathing, and I love that. And there's other ways to be mindful as well when you're out walking, when you're eating. There's so many things. And, you know, talk to us a little bit more about the 3T path. You mentioned that in your book. What are the 3 T's?
Well, the 3 T's are actually the part of where I came in, which is the self-realization part, the 3 T's. Are the transcendental mantra, transcendental literature, and transcendental food, which are these daily practices for those people who want to go really deep and really access like the very root of yoga, which is the self-deep, self-realization part, where you get to like, you know, understand your nature beyond matter, and you get to focus on God and connection and bhakti. So the 3 T's are just you can penetrate this deepest part of yoga. But in the 3T path in the book, what I'm trying to show people is that yoga is neither, it's not just the postures and the asanas, and it's not just the super deep spiritual part either. There's this in-between practices, which include mindfulness and living in nature and the whole, like, working your emotions, your part, your just being emotionally healthy. That's also part of yoga. So So what I want to do with the 3P Path is empower people with all this wonderful knowledge, with all these wonderful tools, which are there in the Yoga Path and are also now being confirmed by modern science, psychology, and neuroscience, etc. And empower people with this full process, this full system for living a better life, because that's what the package is about. Being happier, being more empowered, being more stable, centered, calm, strong. And all this you can do with the techniques that originally come from yoga, which now I'm explaining in a more modern, systematic way in the book, The 3P Path.
Well, walk us through some of these techniques. And some that can be done daily, I'm sure. I mean, everyone says, I don't have time. But you know what? You can always find a few minutes for something that's really going to change your life, I think.
Well, you know what? The interesting thing is what you really have to, I mean, if you really want to clock like a much higher level of experience in life, it's not about a little technique. That's what I try to tell people. People want like a little. Sure. Oh, yeah, I'm just going to do this little 5-minute thing or 10-minute or even half an hour, and then my whole life is going to be better. It won't. If you really want to change your life, what I'm saying in the 3P Path is you have to change the very way you go about life. It's like a whole change of how you think about life. And the biggest change is what we started talking about, being mindful, being in the here and now. Because we talk about mindfulness. There's a few people who've heard about mindfulness, and it's growing every day, but not so many people know about it. But people who know about the pleasures and the advantages of being in the here and now, they usually think about a 5-minute, 10-minute practice or anything like that. They say, okay, I'm going to sit down here calmly. I'm going to breathe for 5 minutes, and it's great. You know, you're going to feel a lot better. It's fantastic. You should totally do it. Great. But what I'm suggesting is how you can switch from living in constant anxiety to living in the here and now as you go about doing everything else in life. And that's the big jump that's going to make a difference in your life. It's learning how to live with your full focus on what you're doing and what's called from you at every moment. That's like the basic proposal that I'm making in the 3P Path, that you can do this. And that's what yoga is all about. That's what the original teachings of yoga asked us to do. Bring your mind to the here and now, not just as an exercise, not just for 5 minutes, not even just for like an hour while you're doing yoga, but just do it as a way of living. Keep your mind always focused here. And that's what I'm trying to do.
Oh, that makes sense. I'm just curious if you do the few minutes a day or the 5 minutes a day to sort of get that. Well, hold on. I do have a point, I swear. In terms of preparing yourself to be mindful in every moment, like maybe some people like myself, I tend to have a monkey mind. Maybe we need more practice to kind of build up. Or are you saying there is no build up? You just do it. And if you just do it, what are ways for people like me or other people who might have attention issues or other whatever it is? How do they get there? Do you see what I'm saying? Because I know for me, if I slow
Absolutely.
Down even just for a few minutes,
I
it
totally
helps me. I can build. Okay,
yeah.
Good. Okay. So I'm making sense.
No, I totally see what you're saying. And yes, you know, sure, do the little 5-minute thing is like really intense, like really nice. I mean, you know, let's start with that. Let's start with like, okay, I'm just going to sit down for 5 minutes, focus on my breathing. And like you said, I can focus on my walking. I'm going to focus on my pilates, on my yoga postures. Great. Definitely do that. And also in the book, I teach meditation with the old, you know, the classic style of mantra meditation, which also helps you in the spiritual part and the self-realization part. And I suggest at least 20 minutes a day of that. So, yeah, definitely those things are essential. But as you start perceiving what it means to bring your mind to the here and now, what I'm proposing is don't stop there. Throughout the day, keep bringing your mind back. That's what it's all about. I mean, when we do meditation, you know, the little dirty secret is hardly anyone in the world can actually totally meditate for like more than 30 seconds. I mean, you know, what happens is your mind will drift. And so you can be, I mean, I've been doing it for 30 years. I'll confess here in public, my mind drifts. Of course, I don't just like sit there completely absorbed, you know, in the mantra and like, oh yeah, sure, wake me up when it's, no, it's, your mind drifts. But the whole practice of meditation is to bring your mind back. That's what the practice is. Sure, you can say like, oh, 5 minutes, 30 seconds, whatever, focus. But it's this ability to say, oh, hey, my mind drifted. I'm going to bring it back. And then that's what it is. Your mind drifts and you bring it back. Your mind drifts and you bring it back. And you keep bringing it back. And if you keep doing that, you get stronger. You get more and more focused as an exercise. So like when you add up all the unfocused time, it actually is pretty significant. And you should do that with your life. It's the same thing with your day-to-day life. Not just your meditation, not just your mindfulness exercise, but keep bringing your mind back to the here and now, to doing the best of you. And that's one of the components of the 3T path, which I introduced, which, you know, is called Dharma. Keep bringing your mind back to doing your Dharma, whatever your duty is, whatever your the best expression of yourself is at that moment. Do that with your mind. Focus on doing that, not on the result. And this is the key thing. Our minds are drifting to the future and the past and to the past. When your mind goes to the future,
sure,
you're worried. Yeah, you're worried about, oh, what's going to be the result? Am I going to close this deal? Is the person going to say yes? Am I going to look good? You always, your mind is drifting. Am I going to be able to buy this thing? Oh, it's going to be so much fun when I go to the movie tomorrow. And your mind is drifting. And when it drifts, you actually become less happy. And there are like studies to show that. And it's something you can perceive yourself. Whenever your mind is drifting outside of the here and now, you will become less happy because you're not living reality. You're kind of in a fantasy world. That's why I call this the fantasy paradigm in the 3T path. Your mind drifts away, you become less happy, and you fill yourself with anxiety. Because that's the other thing. As soon as you drift your mind into the future, you will be anxious. I mean, there's just no way around it. If you're worried about the profit from your business, if you're worried about your salary at the end of the month, if you're worried about somebody else saying something tomorrow, a day after, a month from now, you will be anxious. I don't care who you are, I don't care what other practices you have. You will submit yourself to frustration, anxiety, fear. You just can't help it. It's just the way it is. And the only way to prevent that is not having your mind drift to the future at all. That's the only way to reduce anxiety, frustration, and fear in life. And that's what I'm trying to teach in the 3T path.
So you have to keep bringing your mind back. And that's what you're saying. It's not just about those 5 minutes, like every time, like no matter what you're doing, if you're not focused on exactly what you're doing and being mindful, and you can say in your mind, right? You can say, I'm drifting, bring it back. Or is there something that you found is helpful to people?
Yeah, no, you just really have to take a nice big breath and, okay, hello, let's get back here, you know. Excuse me, mind, I've got something
back.
I'm doing here. Life is actually happening right now. Can we please focus on it? And you can work, you know, just bring it back, you know, and then your mind drifts and you bring it back. Just like we're doing this interview here, you know, my mind's here. I'm not worried about, like, oh, is this going to come out well? Is anybody going to like it? I'm not worried about that. And you're just sitting there like, okay, what can I ask this guy that's going to be interesting for my listeners? You're not worried about like, oh, well, tonight, am I going to watch this thing? Or am I going to watch this?
No, I'm not.
We're just focused. And that's the fun thing. And we're just having a great time. Life is good. Life is great now because I'm just focused doing something which I love. I'm talking about, it's my dharma to talk about these things. It's your dharma to interview me, and we're both living our dharma in the here and now, and we're just, you know, and we're like in a good state of mind because of it. It's that simple.
Well, you know, it's interesting. I find myself the most centered and mindful when I'm doing my shows, like, and the Pilates. because I'm so interested in what the person I'm talking with has to say. And I'm not thinking ahead of what am I going to ask? I mean, I just go with the flow. And I think that's such, and that's that flow state, right? That that's so nice to be in. And I find myself in that. And for people who aren't familiar with that, what is that flow state?
Yeah, the flow state is exactly, you mentioned, I mean, that flow state is the term we use these days for this perfection of what I'm talking about, of being completely in the here and now, doing your thing, and actually a different part of the brain is activated when you're in the flow state. It's different from when you're just, you know, slogging through something that your mind is not getting into. In the flow state, things are processed at a different speed, because you just connect with it. It's just happening right now. You're not thinking, you're not wasting brain energy drifting away from the here and now. That's pretty much what the flow state is. It's just being completely in the here and now, completely focused on what you have to do right this minute, right this moment. And that's what, and it's a wonderful state. And people love it. And in business and sports, and it is the holy grail of mental states, because it's the perfection of being in the here and now, doing your essence, doing your dharma, doing something that's really like about you, not something you're being forced to do, not something you forced yourself to do because you wanted money or you wanted, you know, whatever. You're just doing it because it's you and you're totally present. And it's wonderful.
It is. It is really wonderful. You know, I did want to mention that this show is created by AIM Media, and they do Clean Eating Magazine and Vegetarian Times, Better Nutrition. And they are doing this great program right now. It's running June through August. Better Nutrition Magazine, they have a 90-day program. It can help you kick sugar cravings, get better sleep, reduce your stress, much more. It's called Go Natural in 90. You can learn more at betternutrition.com. And I also wanted to mention Avohas avocado oil. I don't know if you use avocado oil, but I do a lot. It's like my favorite. And they have garlic infused, lime infused, chili infused, and just regular avocado oil. It is dark green the way it's supposed to be. It is unrefined, cold pressed, extra virgin, and organic. If you go to avohas.com, avohas.com, you know, thanks to wonderful sponsors, we are here on Talk Healthy today, being able to be mindful and talking about these things. And it makes such a difference. And I think, you know, mindful eating is an area, speaking of Avohas, that I'm really interested in. And I sometimes my family makes fun of me because, Gary, because like if I'm eating something especially decadent, like there's this one chocolate dessert that's just, it's like this Mexican chocolate with the chocolate and it's dark and the cinnamon. And I'll close my eyes and I won't talk and I won't look at anything. And all of my senses are just so happy.
I do the same thing. Yeah, I do the same thing. Yeah, I'm going to get into it. You know, why not? I mean, it's crazy, isn't it? Why would you let something slide down your throat without being aware of it? No, no. Let's live it.
Oh,
that's
no.
Really,
it is good stuff. Isn't it? It's so good. You know, it's
you
the time.
You mentioned the
Oh, go ahead.
Well, and that's also something I mentioned in the book, because you do have to make this connection between your body and your mind. I mean, they really are connected. And so when you eat well, you will have a better mind. Your mind will work better. And that working, when I say a mind working better, it means you can practice these things we're talking about more easily. If you're healthy, it's easier to meditate. It's easier to be in the here and now. It's easier to like get to know your dharma and live your essence. It's easier to be emotionally happy. And we all know that if you're not well in the mind, you can also start eating poorly as a result of that. We all know about that, right? You're not happy, you're emotionally unstable, so then you start eating junk, it's a pot of ice cream, it's that whole thing, it's become a cliche, but it's true. So in the 3C path, I also emphasize the need for this holistic approach of just having a great life also, all the way from your diet to exercise, all the way through the deepest part of self-realization. It's when you connect the whole thing, then it really starts getting fun. It starts getting really powerful. That's what I find. That's one of the main core messages of the 3C path. Like, get all these tools. Sure, mindfulness is great, but don't just do mindfulness. You have to live your essence. You have to know who you are. So connect mindfulness to living your dharma, to living who you really are, but also take care of your emotions, you know, deal with emotional issues, know how to be happy and deal with anger. But that's another whole department. And then self-realization, don't let that behind, because it really makes a huge difference, you know. I know people don't like talking about these things so much, but being spiritual, being connected to God, it really makes a whole difference. It's a huge difference in your life. So do that as well. And on top of all that, live well and exercise and eat well. And that's my message. It's this whole package of, like, have a great life. And this is what yoga originally was suggesting. This is what I'm trying to pass in the 3C path book.
You know, the time goes by way too fast. Gary, tell us all the ways we can find you. And I want to have you back because we've just skimmed the surface here. There's so much more great stuff to talk about.
Well, it's easy. 3T Path. T is in transcendental, not as in 3D. So 3T, so www.3tpath.com. And from there, you can find my YouTube channel and my Instagram account where I have some nice quotes to inspire you. I have the videos on YouTube to explain different aspects of the 3T path. And, of course, the book is there with the whole package explained.
Oh, I want to thank you so much. I want to thank everyone for listening to Talk Healthy today. I always learn so much. And I'm going to start doing that where I'm like, okay, Lisa, come back. Get back here. Get in the present moment. Stop thinking about tomorrow. Stop thinking about the past. Let's live now. Speaking of living now, if everybody wants to check us out on social media, they can go to Twitter and Snapchat at Talk Healthy, the number today. You can also find us on Facebook at Talk Healthy Today Podcast. Thank you so much for listening and stay well.